Cabrera done. Another thing. This is Van Ashram. Or maybe Radio Krishna 101 also. We've been speaking about here how, well, at least I and well, several others I spoke to about it. See it this way, that, well, Prabhupada said allegedly that half of his work is still yet undone, or not done, and that this is the establishment of Varnashram Dharma. And I think it's quite natural that he didn't have time to do that. If he, and you know, because that is a formidable job, you could say. Because thinking about, you know, think about what it is. It means a society. Right? It's really about that. A social structure that works, first of all. People can live and, you know, work and be happy and have meaningful lives, and also then advance spiritually. That's what Varnashram Dharma means. And Dharma is a very universal concept which doesn't refer to a specific religion or so, but our constitutional nature. Where Sanatana Dharma is our eternal real position, so to speak, constitution of being parts of Krishna and eternal servants of Krishna. But Varnashram Dharma, it's about our society here on earth. But, you know, we live in societies already. And, I mean, back then, in the 80s, 90s, we often thought of Varnashram Dharma, the Varnashram revolutions. We had here a few of them. Now we're going to start Varnashram. And then we are being assigned, then, you know, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and this and that. Building a society in the society. Quickly. So, but this became very strange, because, well, if we look at the society around us, you know, you have the varnas there, basically. You have the working class, you have the business and farmer class, and you have the managers and the military class, and you have the intellectuals. So, and how do those, how are those maintained and developed in the society? Well, by education, and we're talking universities and all that, you know, high schools, higher educations, and all kinds of educations. But learning from those who are really, really, really experts and from history, you know, for instance, how to become a manager. But we just, you know, oh, I think I'm a Kshatriya nature, so okay, you become the temple president. Whoops, and there you are, a manager, like I was, you know, like 20 people or so. And a big property and, you know, a fairly big restaurant. And I mean, a company, really, I mean, that level of a fairly substantial company. And I had no management experience or education or anything. So you just had to learn by doing it. And some managed to learn and became good at it. Some didn't, but they wanted to be managers, because that's a power position and it comes with certain prestige and, you know, all of that, maybe even profits. So yeah, same, you know, that's what happens if you don't have a fully developed educational system and a social system where people find their roles in the social system, in the classes or whatever, for real. You know, actually become qualified managers. And of course, you know, another thing is the brahmanas. Well, you know, I think I am a Brahmana. Just here, I can recite verses, and I can speak the philosophy, and, you know, and then, you know, learning pujas and all those things. Some are mainly brahmanas and respected as brahmanas because they are good at doing archanam, or because they are saffron and have been around for a while and they're respectable because of that. You know, this is brahmachari or sannyasi or... And some, of course, became that and are in that position, brahminical position, because they are actually by nature brahmanas and they are very learned. Not only that, but are actually showing by their own example that they understand and know and are in a nice relationship to Brahman, which means God and us, it all live. So, you know, but then there are those who, you know, you can, if the structure is not there very much and is very loose, you can almost jump into any position and become anything you want to be. And but the problem then appears when someone is in the wrong position. You know, you can become a brahmana or respectable sadhu, much the way that it happened in India. We see it there, you know, all these sadhus walking around, basically just beggars and trying to live off, you know, the position that suffering brings about, but they are not actually learned or wise or knowledgeable and qualified to give guidance to others, which brahmanas are responsible for doing. So then there will be chaos in society. And I would say we suffered that in ISKCON pretty much in these old young pioneer days, because of, you know, we just do the needful. We need some Brahma. Oh, you seem to know a few verses and sing bhajans and what. And you don't have a wife, you know, okay, you are the saffron, you are the brahmana here. And maybe the person was not even qualified to to take care of anything more than just trying to take care of himself, and therefore appears as a renounced sadhu. I mean, so again, this building a society in the society, who is building it? Because, you know, then we need education for brahmanas, we need education for kshatriyas, education for business people and so on, but who's going to educate? Well, not some dirty karmi, of course. We just take, he's been around for a few years and he's been the manager of the temple. He can be the headmaster of the business school. I mean, just you see the problem there. So that on one hand you are isolated a bit from the outside world, which also puts one at the risk zone of becoming a cult, not just becoming viewed as a cult, but actually starting to act as a cult, with all what that means. An isolated sect, where then there is not so, you know, and then one that starts to try to make a whole society, a country, in some farm or something, and it just doesn't work that way. So what I think of that makes sense, and what Prabhupada left us to do, is rather to, and he started instructing his disciples, some of them a bit along that line, or did, I think, all the time, that, you know, you can live out there in a society that exists already, and as respectable ladies and gentlemen in that society, but then, you know, teach your friends and others about Krishna and this philosophy, and do whatever you can. Maybe you can work for the book publishing, or you can sell books yourself and different ways, and you know, there's so many things you can do. But then also, get educated. And yeah, he said, you know, schools or universities are slaughterhouses for the mind or something. I don't remember exactly, but we used to say that, Prabhupada said that. And, well, you know, so then we just take, we'll start our own school, who's going to be headmaster here. Okay, you have nothing else to do, you can be the headmaster. You know, being in charge of these 20, 30 kids, and give them this superior education, which of course we see what happened, you know, for those who dare to look at it historically. So, but then, you know, are we going to send our children out to get slaughtered? Well, it's not so hard to, and I know a few devotees who are, you know, have had teacher's education and can actually are qualified to run a school, had master education. And I don't know if I have any friend or devotee who has had master's education, but teacher education, yeah. But, you know, there's had master's education for how to run a school and how to do this and that. You need a qualification. And that there is a system in society here in Sweden, for at least, with kind of requirements and guidelines and study standards and requirements that makes sense. So that way it can go, but then starting schools, Krishna conscious schools, which I think is a wonderful thing, that are actually run properly. And I would say the, although there may be all these biases and things against free schools or religious schools, such as we find here in Sweden, but at the same time, people complain a lot here that the standard of school, the schooling system in Sweden is really lousy today. So it shouldn't be difficult, I think, depending on where you happen to live, which country, to learn, you know, to get some devotees educated who have the actual qualifications and nature for it. Because that's what educations do, they screen out, you know, to get those who are actually qualified and have the right nature, so they stay and continue and successful with education. And this way you can, yeah, hopefully have real good qualified people. And that is also, of course, what the education system depends on, that is actually doing that. So, yeah. But, you know, then there is already an educational system, and you learn a lot on the working places. And maybe there is already, there are jobs, companies and so on run by devotees where everyone can find their, you know, depending on which nature you have, their work and role to play. But otherwise, we live here in this society, and, you know, you go to a job, and I was working for years in some company, and there was only one more vegetarian, and they had their alcohol parties and things like that. I didn't fit into that social scene, but I was doing a good job, and I got a salary, and they appreciated what I did, and it worked. So we shouldn't, again, be so afraid. I think this is the beginner's neophyte error we did, that you should not get out there and get contaminated. come on. This is not some smarta brahmana purism. It's about being Krishna conscious wherever you are. And I mean, we were out on the streets getting challenged and even threatened, and you know, all kinds of things happened. Beautiful ladies trying to seduce us. I mean, if anything was risky, it was that. But you know, you do it for Krishna, and Krishna takes care. And you could even see it as our training to learn how to see Krishna everywhere, not just in the temple. And I think that's what Prabhupada saw remained. That devotees can get good educations and good jobs according to their nature, maintain themselves and their families stable and happily, and you know, this is a strength of a human being, you know, from us men. I guess for the women too, but you know, yes, you're taking care of your family, you're a man, you know, you have this self-respect which is healthy. And some women want that, some women want to be mothers and in the home. Both, you know, when you are there in your right position, and you can do it and you get appreciated for it, the result is good, and you can maintain yourself on it, and your life is meaningful, you're appreciated, you know, then that is important for us. So, yeah. I think that's the way to go. And when someone comes there with some new Varnashram revolution idea, you know, some think Varnashram means just to have a farm with cows. Some think, you know, now we bring, yes, we start some education here and we're gonna educate Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudra, but just think about what you're saying then. That's a pretty demanding thing, having those four educations. What does it mean? What Shudras, what does it mean? There are these thousands of different what do you call it? Skrå in Swedish. Different categories of works. You know, I'd say rather use what's already here. Dovetail it to Krishna.